On the playing field of life, we are presented with challenges that push us to the brink of what we believe we are capable of handling. It is these events that shape us. We cannot control the trials that we face, but we can control how we react and adapt to them. We rely on the people surrounding us for guidance and support, but ultimately, each of us makes the decision on which path we will take.
When I think about things that have gone on in my life now, I don't think anything could ever be as bad as what I've gone through personal experiences. First of all, experience a single family home as bad as it is, growing up without any money as bad as it is, living in a neighborhood that's not really the ideal place to live. As a child, that's challenging.
We got to know Jeremy growing up, mainly through our experience with him in junior league football. In the league that we coach in, there's probably 25 or 30% of the kids who play there are underprivileged and need some kind of assistance with registration and things like that. He's never known his dad. I don't think he's ever met his dad. And his mom was in the midst of raising three young boys, of which Jeremy was the youngest, usually taking him home at night from practice. And a lot of times there wouldn't be anybody in the house, not his brother, not his mom. So it was pretty quick, within the first week or two, that Jeremy, you know, had a special situation.
The thing that kind of drew me in about, you know, the Priest family was how they accepted me. And that's not even when I started living here permanently. I'm talking about as a child when I was 9 and had, you know, my hand wrapped up because I had stitches in my hand, and coming over here for the first time and how welcome I felt. You know, that's kind of what drew me in about everything and how close-knit they were as a family. They still did the traditional family dinners. They still, parents helping with homework, like just stuff that you see on TV, stuff that's ideal. Like, that's kind of how it was.
Probably by the time he was 11 or 12, it was almost all free time he had then was here.
You can't really pinpoint when the transition happened. Like, he'd come over during spring break and Easter, and we'd see him at Christmas, and it's one of those where it's just so natural.
Cindy and I have always recognized that, you know, Jeremy having a relationship with his mom would just be nothing but beneficial for him and really everybody involved.
I had to take a step back, like in the beginning when this all happened. People in this year. But once I really stepped back, you know, once I stepped back and saw the whole picture, no doubt that's when our relationship became much better. And I'm so happy for it. I'm so glad I did what I did.
It was through football that Jeremy found an escape from the troubles he faced. What began as a game developed into his passion, and the desire to someday play professionally motivated Jeremy to move in with the Paris family.
God blessed him with a talent to play sports, and I think that got him through a lot. Through that, he had a lot of strength because he met a lot of people, and people loved him, and they would have him over, and you know, it wasn't just us. I mean, there was a multitude of people that took care of Jeremy. It just happened to be that we were the home base.
I think having Jeremy around has been nothing but just a positive effect for all of us. And a lot of that I'll give credit to him. He's a wonderful, you know, he's a wonderful person. He's a great human being. He's got a kind heart. He's generous. He's considerate. That's what makes me prouder than anything else about what Jeremy does. Not scoring a touchdown on Sunday, but just what he does the other 6 days of the week.
Growing up, the Priests did such a wonderful job with him during his high school years, but going back through his childhood, those tough experiences, I think he draws upon and makes him stronger. And I know that as you look back, the Priests saw his struggles and saw his tough background, but you know, his mom, his brothers, all those people, they're very valuable in his life, and he keeps the loyalties to them very strong as well.
I'm so proud of the man that he is. He demonstrates to me what I would raise my sons to be and how to behave in society and conduct themselves as men. Because I tell my sons all the time that you are defined by what you do and how you do it.
Low snap, hits it with the right foot. High wobbly kick, Macklin on the run, takes it on the run at the 36, to the 40, to the 50, to the ISU 40, Macklin to the 30, to the 20, cuts it inside, and for the second time this season, the kid from Kirkwood scores on a punt return for a touchdown.
He's not going to change. I mean, we all knew that when he wherever he went in the NFL, first pick of the draft or the 19th pick of the Eagles, wherever he went, he was going to make a huge impact on that football team on the field. But we all knew when he came back here, he was going to be the same guy. He might have notoriety, he might have a few more dollars in his pocket, but nothing's going to change who he is and what he's about.
I look at myself and I look at what I'm doing now, and I look at all the things I've accomplished. I look at all the things I've yet to accomplish. And I look at the path I'm on. I look at the people I got around me, everything that's going on right now. And I just know in my heart and I know in my mind that everything that happened when I was younger, or everything that went on when I was younger, or the people that were involved in my life when I was younger, got me to this point. And that's kind of how I reflect about it. And I look at everything that's going on, I'm like, okay, that's awesome. Like, this is what everything that's happened in my life meant. This is what everything was built up to. So that's kind of how I reflect on things.
Coming up on Inside the Season, presented by Verizon Wireless, wide receiver Jeremy Maclin spends some quality time with family on the golf course. Long snapper John Dornbos takes us inside the locker room with rookie offensive tackle Dennis Kelly. And Howard Eskin recounts the career and tragic death of Eagles great Jerome Brown. In the life of a professional athlete, the offseason is a treasured opportunity to recover physically and mentally from the grind of the season.
Come on, Mitch.
Eagles wide receiver Jeremy Maclin chooses to spend his vacation in his hometown of St. Louis to catch up with family and friends.
If I don't play the best, I got to look the best.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the last time I saw you guys, Jeff had that really cool pink plaid. He looked really strong.
That's the only time he probably ever outdone
me. He really outdid
you
that.
And what was Jeremy wearing?
It was nice, but I don't remember.
You don't remember.
I don't remember. I mean, I remember just, you know, he looks nice.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Macklin's visit coincides with Father's Day, and for a family of athletes, the activity of choice is a round of golf.
I think I might have found it.
While he makes his living playing an entirely different sport, the challenge has sparked Macklin's competitive spirit.
Goodness.
Wow.
Oh. 350.
Yeah.
Look at this yardage.
Golf creates a level playing field for the group, and the round is a rare chance to enjoy each other's company in a relaxing environment.
Hold on, Alex. Let me go first. So, you know what? I don't want to put the pressure on you. There it is. He killed that.
Well, sort of relaxing.
So high all the time. Too fast. All right, let me hit this thing. I didn't even see it fall. Ah, I think I might be on those bushes. I blame it on no practice shots. Oh my God. This guy's a beast. All right, I'm gonna try it, then you adjust it.
Right. With a little perseverance, a strong finish makes up for a few rough shots. The final score may not be in Macklin's favor, but the quality time spent with his family ensures a satisfying afternoon. Still to come on Inside the Season, long snapper John Dornbos takes us inside the locker room with rookie offensive tackle Dennis Kelly. Inside the Season is brought to you by Verizon Wireless. NFL Mobile is built to bring you the Eagles. NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. And by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Inside the Season. I'm your host, Johnny D. I'm here with Dennis Kelly. Now, this is the first time on the show, so we're gonna hit it right away.
Okay, let's do it.
One of your favorite hobbies is watching what?
Wrestling.
Wrestling. He nailed it.
Absolutely.
Here's the deal. You and I actually had a talk about Andre the Giant.
Yeah.
Because to me, you're enormous, so I actually feel more at home. I'm going to do this and do the interview like this. You gave me a kind of a cool fact about Andre the Giant, that he loved to hang out on his farm.
Yeah.
Because why?
Because you said that the animals that he had on his farm back in France, he loved them because they weren't the ones, they wouldn't stare at him like he was some freak. And so he felt peace while he was there.
Now, how tall are you?
I'm 6'8", a little over 6'8".
Which then would put me right now at about 7'5". How much do you weigh?
320.
So like 340?
Yeah.
Or you're 320?
Yeah, solid 320.
Do people stare? Because you're a big dude. Do people awkwardly stare sometimes?
Yeah.
Like, have you ever spent time overseas?
I have not.
Okay, because they would probably stare because I think the average height's like 5'2", is so I heard. Now, we have a great picture of you.
Oh, yeah.
You can explain this. I'm assuming it's Halloween. I'm not sure. Yeah. But is this you as the Undertaker?
Yeah, it is. We actually, Purdue has a tradition. It's called Grand Prix. It's kind of the competition against Indiana University with their little five. The end of the week, the day of the race, Purdue's tradition is called Breakfast Club, where people get up at 5 a.m. and go to the bars and dress up as costumes. And so myself and a bunch of my roommates went as old-time wrestlers. So there was a Macho Man, a Hulk Hogan. Obviously, I was Undertaker, Sergeant Slaughter. You know,
we had a
good roster.
Okay, now so this is not Halloween; it's more of a Purdue tradition.
Yes.
Now here's another one. There's actually one of the greatest movies of all time is Time Cop. Have you ever heard of it?
Time Cop, yeah.
Okay, there's been people that have actually tweeted. Okay, now we took this off Twitter, so people have tweeted that you look like one of the actors in Time Cop. Now there's Jean-Claude Van Damme, obviously is the other, but then there's the finest Belgian actor, Muscles in Brussels. Do you know who this guy is? I'm going to show you this picture. And we have gotten tweets that you look like the guy from Time Cop. Who's the Muscles?
This is good.
That's a pretty epic picture.
Yeah.
The question they want to know is that you?
Regrettably, it's not.
Dang it.
You know, the hair, I think, is a little bit more epic.
Yeah. Was this a hazing, or did you opt for the shaved
head? Yeah, that was freshman year. They gave me, do you remember the Pokemon Jigglypuff?
Yeah.
You know how that little curl in the middle?
I actually don't know Jigglypuff, but I'll take your word.
They gave me, pretty much they just shaved everything except this little strand right here. And so I had to shave it all off for picture day.
Sick. Now, have you not cut it since then?
I've got it trimmed up and everything like that, but nothing drastic.
Sick.
So I've been growing it out.
Now here's another one. Yeah. You are from kind of a football family.
Yes.
Now correct me if I'm wrong, your brother played and is now coaching?
Yes, he's coaching. He's a GA at Penn State.
And then he played?
At Eastern Illinois. He was a defensive guy.
Now was he a D lineman?
Yeah.
So would you guys ever?
We tried to. My mom doesn't want it to happen because things would be broken.
Is he bigger than you?
No.
What's his size?
He's about 6'5", and he's lost all the weight, but he was about 300.
I love how your brother can be 6'5", and he's still not bigger than you. Now, what's the biggest change for you as far as college and pros?
You know, one thing I really noticed is just the personal responsibility for you to know everything. The coaches, let you do what you have to do, and as long as you can perform, it's all right. Whereas in college, it was very strict, very structured, we're going to study this, we're going to study that, whereas here it's, okay, this is it, one rep.
Yeah, you got to take some accountability.
Yeah.
You got to be what's called a true pro.
Exactly.
Nice, so, dude. Well, hey, thanks for coming on my show.
Absolutely, thanks for having me.
I'm John Dornbos. I stood on the chair so I could actually see some resemblance here. And, hey, we're out. Bunt.
When we return on Inside the Season, Howard Eskin shares personal memories of Jerome Brown and his lasting impact on Philadelphia sports fans.
Not a college football team that had an era from the late 80s into the 90s that University of Miami had. They always had great players. And one of those great players became a Philadelphia Eagle, and that was Jerome Brown. The things that I guess I'll remember about Jerome Brown, it's easy to remember Jerome Brown being a terrific defensive tackle. On the football field, he was crazy. He was so strong, so fast, so good. To watch this guy, he was relentless. And then off the football field, he was just a regular guy and a good guy. and he had a great heart.
Hey, Jimmy. Take your time,
man. When you look at a defensive tackle, you don't always look at the defensive tackle as number one, fast. Number two, he would be a run stopper, but not as much of a pass rusher to get to the quarterback. But he could do all those things. He was so strong, he would just throw the offensive lineman away. He did everything so well. How many defensive tackles will get interceptions? Jerome Brown got interceptions. And then when he got it, he could run with the ball. And then, incredibly, and this sounds crazy at 300-plus pounds, he could probably play linebacker if they asked him to do it. Jerome Brown, in the short time that he played pro football, I'd have to say was a great player. Fans love the Eagles. I mean, let's face it. Fans love the Eagles. And Jerome Brown just fit. He just fit Philadelphia. There was something about him, his personality, his easygoing, it was an easygoing personality, and the fact that he was a blue-collar worker, I think, is what kind of brought Philadelphia into admire him and love him as much as they did. How could you not love a guy that played football the way he played? And remember, he was in an era of Eagles football when the defense was probably the best of any defense here in Philadelphia. And Jerome Brown was certainly a big part of that. He was a great draft pick for the Eagles. Unfortunately, he didn't play enough years with the Philadelphia Eagles. The day he passed away, I remember it was in the last half hour of my show that I found out. And this is how vivid it is in my mind. It was around 6:46, and I was on till 7 o'clock. And I get a message from somebody in Florida that Jerome Brown had just died in an automobile accident. When I mentioned it on the air, that I got a report that I believe to be confirmed that Jerome Brown has died, it was devastating. And then people couldn't believe it. I mean, you wonder how something like that could have happened. And one of the things that I was thinking about is, why did it have to happen to him? He was a kid. He was always a kid. And he just treated life and knew that you were supposed to have fun in life. That's what he was. I remember the opening of the season the next year, more than anything else. Reggie White was so close with Jerome, and I just remember the admiration, and it was more so the team was playing for Jerome Brown. But I always thought it was Reggie White, more than anybody else, playing for Jerome Brown. And these guys were just, they were just that tight. They were that good together. And that's kind of what I remember about the beginning of the next season. I remember the patch. I remember the dedication of the season. I remember they finally got a playoff win. But the fact that they put everything in and they had so much admiration for Jerome, that was an important part of the season. And it was certainly for those players who hadn't had a playoff win in quite a while to get a playoff win in a season that they dedicated Jerome Brown was really, for those guys, was really special. The things that I guess I'll remember about Jerome Brown, it's easy to remember Jerome Brown being a terrific defensive tackle, but I remember his smile. He was always smiling. He was always having a good time. He was always good with the fans. And I remember a lot of good things that he did. I can remember it like it was yesterday, even at this time, years later. And you wonder how good he really could have become had his career continued here in Philadelphia and he had lived to play out the full career. It would have been phenomenal.